Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Law Enforcement.
I want to get out of here!
How much does she have to drink today?
Excuse me?
How much does she have to drink today?
I don't have anything to eat or drink!
Is she a patron here, or... Is she a patron here?
You just finished eating.
Okay.
I want to go to Las Vegas. I can't stand Wolfric. I give away everything. Everybody hates me. I need my inhaler.
Go get your inhaler. Come
on. I'm smoking. I got to get out of here.
You're lying on the ground in a very nice restaurant.
Those people are smoking, and I need my inhaler.
All the cops at the donut shop say,
it's raining men! Hallelujah! I'm not a lesbian!
Is it vodka that sets you off or what?
Sit down.
No, the police do.
Oh, she was just, you know, try to watch your language.
Sit down and shut up!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing a rape here. We're going to take care of you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it freaks! Stupid the James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. We have got a great show for you. I'm like Oprah, a very gay, effeminate Oprah. Who wants to suck a big fat cock? Yes, like I said, I have a great program for you despite that horrendous opening. I'm not gonna redo it. That's how we roll here. Yes, I have to say thanks to DB listener Pyretta, or something like that, who sent in a great local commercial for a pharmacy in Indiana. The name of the pharmacy happens to be Butt Drugs, B-U-T-T, drugs. It is a real business. You can find them at buttdrugs.com. According to their history, believe it or not, Butt is a family name, and Butt Drugs is a third-generation family pharmacy established in 1952 by the late William, and then in parentheses, Blackie. Apparently that was his nickname, Blackie. Blackie Butt, actually. Thomas Butt, son of William, and also a pharmacist, began working alongside of his father in 1971. La, 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 la. So they've got, you know, it's an old-timey pharmacy. They've got a soda fountain. They sell candy and housewares and gifts and stuff. You can actually buy I Love Butt Drug shirts. So they definitely have fun with the name, and they've produced this local commercial.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Corden, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got butt drugs. They love butt drugs. Butt drugs. Butt drugs.
Butt drugs.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs. For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
This is not a reference to Jenkum, by the way.
Hometown service and cheap hot coffee and liquor. Now that's the ticket. You can tell Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens exactly where to stick it.
Butt drugs.
We love butt drugs.
There really is parking in the rear.
I love butt drugs.
I love butt drugs. So there you go. Butt drugs in Indiana. Check them out. Moving on from local businesses to local news, I've been getting a lot of people sending this clip in. Apparently there was a tornado swinging on by through a city, and one black man is very upset because the tornado stole his hamburger.
Through Northwest Jackson, it tossed cars and 18-wheelers around and destroyed homes. 16 WAPT's Meg Pace was there right after the storm.
Ooh.
What was going through your mind?
I'm finna die.
What was going through your mind?
I'm finna die.
TMZ.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TNB.
A nigger longer than a nigger.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Enough of that. Yes.
16 WAPTs. Meg Pace was there right after the storm.
Oh, she got there right after the storm. What a news scoop. Wouldn't the actual news be if she was there during the storm? That would be something special.
What was going through your mind?
Meg Tate got there just after the news event was over.
What was going through your mind?
I'm finna die.
Eric Hubbard was sitting in a friend's car eating lunch when Friday's tornado came barreling toward them.
It was skinning and it got big going up. Dog, and it hit the ground and kept coming up. I finna get out the car, run in.
Hubbard thought about making a run for his house, but his friend talked him out of it.
And I was scared. I finna eat a hamburger. It took it. And I don't even know where it's at.
It took your hamburger out of your hand.
Hamburger fries and drink. I don't know where it's at.
Tornado took my hamburger. I don't know where it's at. So there you go. Just a little piece of stupidity there for you. Moving on now. You know, it's 420. Holy shit, man. I got it. I figured it out. Everything's in the air. You just can't see it. But you can feel it. Love. Hate. Pink. But the goblins want it. And we can't let them have it. We need to protect the air tacos. The air tacos we can't see, but we can feel, man. Don't let the goblins get my... Oh, my God, there he is. There's the goblin. Don't let him get my tacos.
Breathe in the air. Don't be afraid to care.
Yeah, groovy, man. Alright, here is a guy tripping his balls off. I don't think this is marijuana. It's some other very illegal, very powerful substance. Alright, now the police are involved. Police don't really know what to do with this guy. They're just sort of patting him on the back, like, it's gonna be okay. Just sitting down, really, in a park bench. I think he's covered in spiders or something. They're all over me, man! Get him out! I'm Blue Boy! Oh, and he just fell on the floor, the ground. Is he okay? Yeah, I'm okay. The spiders got off of me. Alright, so there you go. Finally, before we get into the news, I've received a lot of feedback about our newest Utard find, Eli. So I've got some new audio from him. This is his alter ego, his character that he's created called James Mario. He's like an evil Mario. You know, Mario and Luigi, Super Mario Brothers? Yeah.
I am James Mario. I have an important message for the people of Denny.
All right, he's very upset with Denny's. Must have got a bad grand slam or something. Moon over my hammy.
Attention, people of Denny. Your mayor, Mario.
Oh, Denny is a town. I'm reading the description right now. Apparently, Denny is the town that Eli created in SimCity 4. Sure.
Owes me $1 million.
$1 million?
He owes me this money because a couple of years ago, his city was hit by a major disaster. Not by me. And I gave him 7 years to pay it back. Now it has been 8. He has 12 hours to give me my money. Just 12 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he doesn't pay, then I will transform into my real self and level his city. Mario, if you can hear me, you have 12 hours to give me my money, or you can kiss your city goodbye.
Nothing worse than an evil autistic kid.
I'm not joking, I'm being serious. I've had it with you and the Wiki, putting your notice into my schemes, stopping me from my goals. With that, you will suffer the consequences.
Is anything more entertaining than Tards? I don't think so.
This will be the last time you stick your noses into my affairs.
My schemes!
I mean it. No one messes with James T. Mario.
James T. Kirk, maybe? I'm trying to figure out where this all came from. Well, the very next video is entitled The Aftermath. Apparently, Mario did not come through with the $1 million.
Mario, I got to learn your lesson. Don't ever mess with James T. Mario. If you do, I'll do worse than that. When I leveled the city, I only used less than 50% of my full power. Less than 30%.
James T. Mario is very powerful.
I hope you enjoy rebuilding.
Jesus Christ, what the hell is that?
I hope you enjoy rebuilding.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. All right, enough. Of stupidity. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Help support the program, get full access to the entire archive of shows, plus every week we do extended shows and exclusive podcasts. I also did a video cast this past weekend. If you want to check it all out, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The American College of Surgeons, the leading group for the profession, will have a new president this fall, but it won't be Dr. Lazar Greenfield, a distinguished vascular surgeon who last year was honored by the group with an award for innovation and who was, until this weekend, the college president-elect. Though he may be an ace in the operating room, Greenfield, a professor at the University of Michigan, proved tone-deaf, or worse, as a writer and editor. In a Valentine's Day editorial for Surgery News, which is a publication affiliated with the ACS, Greenfield extolled the virtues of semen as a mood enhancer for women. You know, because women crave the cock. That editorial proved his undoing. Now, I don't understand what the big deal is, because he kind of makes sense here. Let me read you a portion of his article. You may think you know all about sexual signals, but you'd be surprised by new findings. It's been known since the 90s that heterosexual women living together synchronize their menstrual cycles because of pheromones, but when a study of lesbians showed that they do not synchronize, the researchers suspected that semen played a role. In fact, they found ingredients in semen that include mood enhancers like estrone or something, cortisol, prolactin, and serotonin, which is a sleep enhancer, and of course sperm, which makes up only 1-5%. Delivering these compounds into the richly vascularized vagina also turns out to have major salutary effects for the recipient. Female college students having unprotected sex. Oh, I guess this is where you might get in trouble. Female college students having unprotected sex were significantly less depressed than those whose partners used condoms. And, I mean, it just feels fucking fantastic. Raw dick and cunt action. He didn't add that, but he was thinking it. All right, so the dude got in trouble. Apparently, he did not sit well with quite a few people. The entire February issue of Surgery News was pulled from the web. Oh, no. Who reads Surgery News? And complaints poured into the American College of Surgeons. I was aghast, said Dr. Colleen Brophy, a professor of surgery at Vanderbilt University. The website Retraction Watch has been all over the case. They're reporting that Lazar has been replaced as president-elect of ACS by Dr. Patricia J. Newman. Lazar told the New York Times in a statement that he had apologized many times, but ultimately resigned to put an end to the disruptive issue. So there you go. Look, if there is good mood-enhancing shit in semen, you know, what's so bad about reporting it? I wonder if you get those same effects if you swallow. You know, if it's not absorbed through the vagina and it's, you know, digested or something. I don't know. All right, second story we have for you today. For years, teenagers across the U.S. could call a toll-free hotline if they had embarrassing questions about AIDS and safe sex. Dial the same number now, and you get a recording of giggling women offering to talk dirty to you. We'd love to infect you with our tits! We both have big appetites for sex, they purr. Pinch us and poke us.
spank us and tease us. Yeah, we love it all. Rub your fingers around my breast, around my nipple.
Enter your credit card number now. Those naughty missiles and countless others like them appear to be no accident. No fucking shit. Records show that over the past 13 years, a little-known Philadelphia company called Primetel Communications has quietly gained control over nearly a quarter of all the 1-800 numbers in the U.S. and Canada, often by grabbing them the moment they are relinquished by the previous user. As of March, it administered more 800 numbers than any other company, including Verizon and AT&T. And many, if not most, of those 1.7 million numbers appear to be used for one thing: redirecting callers to phone sex services. Dial 1-800-CHICAGO, for instance. Instead of reaching a tourism hotline for the Windy City, you'll hear a woman offering one-on-one talk with a nasty girl. I hope she's at least a Chicagoan, for $2.99 a minute. A similar thing happens if you punch in the initial digits of 1-800-METALLICA, 1-800-CADILLAC, 1-800-CAMERAS, 1-800-WORSHIP, and 1-800-WHIRLPOOL. I gotta call 1-800-WORSHIP. Ring, ring, you've reached 1-800-WORSHIP. Get on your knees. Worship my cock. All right, I have Skype up here, so let's call 1-800-WORSHIP and see what actually happens here.
Hey there, sexy guy. Welcome to an exciting new way to go live one-on-one with hot, horny girls waiting right now to talk to you. Lie back, baby. Relax and get ready to meet real local students.
Open your pearly gates, bitch. All right, so yes, 1-800-WHIRLPOOL is another one. All those numbers contain messages redirecting calls to erotic chat lines operated by National A1 Advertising. The company that shares an office building with Primetel has common ownership and lists many of the same people as executives or business contacts. Many people who mistakenly dial a phone sex line probably just get red-faced and hang up as quickly as possible. Others apparently respond to the come-on and supply their credit card number. I bet you out of all of those, 1-800-WORSHIP is the most popular for getting people to stay on the line. I guess enough people go for it that it makes business sense, said Aaliyah Christofferson, president of ATL Communications, another company that specializes in toll-free services. Capturing callers who have reached the wrong number, whether because they punched an incorrect digit or dialed the wrong number without realizing it, had changed hands, is a new big industry. Founded in 95, Primetel is one of around 400 companies registered as toll-free service providers for U.S. and Canada. There's nothing illegal about using toll-free phone services to promote adult entertainment, and callers aren't charged unless they supply their credit card information. There you go. And finally today, a 49-year-old man was charged today with sexually assaulting a female coma patient in a Detroit nursing home. This is a very sexy story. Cornell Lohman of Detroit was arraigned in the city's 36th District Court on charges of fourth-degree criminal sex contact and being a four-time felony offender. Being a repeat offender, actually a four-peat. You just can't get enough of the elderly and brain dead. All right, yes, Cornell Lohman of Detroit was arraigned in the city's 36th District Court on charges of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact and being a four-time felony offender. Being a repeat offender means conviction could result in a sentence of up to life. Lohman is accused of assaulting a comatose 65-year-old woman while... couldn't you find a cute 23-year-old bitch in a coma? While visiting a different patient in a nursing home on the city's east side. Police were called by someone who claims to have seen Lohman walk into the woman's room and assault her. Lohman was arrested at the nursing home. Lohman served 8 years in prison for a 1985 sex crime and a 1984 charge of larceny from a building, according to Michigan Department of Corrections records. He served 3 more years behind bars for a 2007 larceny conviction. Quote, the alleged behavior in this case is not just something you want to think about when your loved one is in a nursing home, said Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. In this case, people in the home acted swiftly and appropriately in reporting it right away. Our aim is to make sure that justice to this victim is just as swift. Lohman was jailed in lieu of a $100,000 bond and ordered to return to court May 2nd for a preliminary examination of the evidence against him. So there you go. I've been telling you sex offenders from day one, you've got to be careful when doing this shit. Now, I understand. This guy took the initial precaution of saying to himself, look, if I'm going to sexually assault someone, I'm going to do it to a comatose victim, someone who can't speak, probably doesn't even know what's going on in the first place. So he was lulled into this false sense of security, but you have to realize when you're in a nursing home, there are other people there looking around. But you know, old people are extremely nosy. And the staff there, well, they're at least mobile. You know what I mean? So you've got to watch out. Be smart about it. Just a tip from your friends at Distorted View. Ding! All right, that, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, faggot. Timmy Boo, it's me, Rob from Texas. Okay, so our school is holding a special ed department. Like, the kids, like, actual unsavories. Yeah, the window lickers versus the school faculty basketball game.
I think I know who's going to win.
I wish I was fucking there right now.
Yes.
That would be just... I wish I could record some audio for you. Anyways,
no, video.
Or video.
Yeah,
so...
The school didn't record that or anything? Come on, it's not up on YouTube yet?
Hey, Tim, it's Lifetime Sides Remember Spider. Hey, I'm just calling to provide laser noises.
Laser beams! All right, thank you very much, Spider, for that nonsense.
Hey, Tim, Sides Remember Cam here.
I don't feel good.
Am driving.
I don't want to be doing this.
Campus.
Get to the point!
I have to sign that there is a disabilities expo at coming to our city, and I was wondering if you would like me to go and take pictures of all of the wonderful gifts.
Not just pictures, but audio. If you could somehow record that, if you have an iPhone or some other phone that can record.
What's going on? Oh my god!
Okay.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt in Kansas. I feel like I just got inceptioned or something listening to Monday the 4th show. You got the Gooner listening to Distorted View with clips about Gooners, and then you're listening to that and listening to your own voice and commenting on your own comments, and then I'm listening to that. And it's a show within a show.
You should have played clips from that, and I would comment on me commenting on my voice while a Gooner masturbates.
Wow.
There's so many levels.
Wow. Anyway, to go.
My mind is blown. Breathe. Breathe in the air.
To go, Tim. That's your freak, Doc Barabat. That's freelance.
Oh, I haven't heard from him lately.
My girlfriend had an idea for a t-shirt. She would very much enjoy, like, a pink or purple baby doll cut t-shirt that says, proud member of Tim Henson's Pussy Posse.
Yeah.
Although she would need a large or an XL. Not because she's big, but because she has a huge breast.
Oh.
Chico.
Okay. Tim Henson's Pussy Patch, or Pussy Posse, whatever.
Timothy James Henson.
I like Pussy Patch better.
Timothy James Henson, currently unemployed yet again, Dan from Texas calling.
Oh, damn.
How's it going, Timmy? Yeah, unfortunately, I seem to have lost my job at Dell Computers. Fine institution, a lot of great perks, good paid money. Unfortunately, the job itself sucked balls. I had to talk to old people all day about computers. Well, Tim, you know how most old people are to begin with, but
yes.
Try and tell them the difference between a dual-core computer and a quad-core computer, and a nerd like myself has to actually stupefy themselves just to get the old person to understand that one runs faster and does more than the other.
Well, it's got two more cores.
And then you have to explain it to them about 12
that's
times.
That's how I would explain to them. Like, the dual core has two cores, and you see a quad core has four. God, my listeners are just insufferable.
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Mike from Denver.
Hi, Michael.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a dilemma. I used to have so much fun playing your game where I'd see a Cadillac off in the distance and try to guess if it was a black guy or an old white man.
Right.
But now Cadillac has put out brand new sporty series that's trying to compete with, like, the BMW.
Oh, no.
And so I can't tell anymore. There's, like, young white dudes driving these things and, like, soccer moms and shit like that.
Ruining my game.
I was going to reach out to you and the rest of the freaks and see if we can come up with a new racist game that we can play as we're driving down the street.
Well, I'll throw it over to you guys. You know, I came up with the Cadillac racist game. Can you guys come up with something else? Email me. Or voicemail in. Even better.
Yes. Timothy James, Divine Madonna Henson. This is Brother O'Pair of the Crantastic Church. I was just wondering if, the female listeners who listen to this show are all fat and or ugly.
No.
Dude, I mean, I assume that most...
One of the comments people have been making, you know, if I don't know if you're my friend on Facebook, but you really should be. It's facebook.com/distortedview, all one word. But a bunch of people have been posting pictures of their, you know, merchandise, them wearing T-shirts, Distorted View shirts and stuff. And one of the comments people have been making is, holy Christ, there are some good-looking listeners. You know, you would think I've got just monsters listening to this program, ogres and trolls and shit. But no, very attractive ladies and very handsome men. I would bone you all. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, as you know, guys. Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I will see you back tomorrow for the Thursday show. Otherwise, I will see the rest of you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hey, white man, 100 million more dark aliens are coming to America. Google the next 100 million for proof. In 1960, white people were 90% of the U.S. population. Today, truth be told, we're less than half. Another 100 million foreign mongrels are on the way. But you don't care, do you, whitey? All you care about is satisfying your belly, pocketbook, and genitals and watching the coons play ball on television. The future of white children will be a nightmare, and you don't care. Your own women and children ought to spit on you every day. Go to WHTY.org and get involved. And phone me at 417-463-7703. That's WHTY.org. WHTY.org. Paid for by the committee to elect write-in candidate Glenn Miller to the U.S. Senate. Margaret Miller, Treasurer. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.